Let's fire off some NFL music, Tizzle, and why don't you get us caught up on the biggest stories at the various NFL camps right now?
Before we get into the big fight at Broncos camp yesterday from two SMU dudes, I'm going to show you guys a picture live on the air.
Okay.
These are 2 feet, and these are the feet of
Antonio Brown,
Raiders.
No!
That is problematic.
Why are they all... Did he walk on a stove?
I cannot get over how dirty your computer screen is.
Good God, what are all those marks on your screen?
Yeah, it's tough to keep it clean out here. There's a lot of dust as we do our show outside.
Ours are fine.
Thanks to Twin Peaks and Albertsons for having us out here.
So what's wrong with Antonio Brown's feet, Kevin?
That's shocking.
Well, those feet, as you can tell, are pretty torn up. Those are the bottom of his feet, and they kind of look like big old tortilla chips.
No, I mean, don't do that.
Like layers. It's just really disgusting.
You want to dip those in queso?
I do not want to dip those in queso.
Ah, Kevin.
Now, here's the interesting thing, and I did not realize this until today. Antonio Brown made a big appearance. He shot a video going into Raiders camp on a hot air balloon, And then he's only practiced once, okay, because he's dealing with his feet. And I saw a clip online as Hard Knocks is about to get fired up, and the Raiders are the Hard Knocks team, and he's kind of limping, and he's kind of being held out of practice. Now, I've got Shippy to pull the audio here. Before we talk about what's going on with his feet, I want you guys to hear this. This is interesting audio from a Hard Knocks preview. It's Antonio Brown on the practice field with three little kids. They're his kids, and they want to know where Ben Roethlisberger is. Listen to this. Oh.
Daddy. Why are you not on the black team, Daddy?
I am on the black team. Daddy just got to wait to practice. You ready to see me work or what?
Why not running today?
Daddy's still, feet still sore. Come on.
What's wrong with him?
Huh?
What's wrong with
him? He played with the Steelers. Our quarterback Derek now. We won't play with Roethlisberger no more. He played with the Raiders.
Daddy.
We played with Derek Carr. That's my quarterback. You know his name? What's his name?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Now where's him, Daddy?
He's over there, number 4.
Where?
He out there practicing.
Aww.
That's adorable.
Derek Carter.
Scott, where's Roethlisberger?
I've never heard of your quarterback, Daddy. Who's your new quarterback?
Brian.
We play a lot of fantasy football, Daddy. We've never drafted a Raiders quarterback. Why would you do this, Daddy? Daddy, he's the one Gruden hates. Daddy, where's the guy with the weird haircut?
The Raiders make that trade, give him all that money, and now he's over here limping around because his feet are torn up.
Why did he walk on the sun? Why are his feet blistering?
That's a great question.
What they think is happening right now, it's been reported and rumored. It's not true. A lot of people don't think it's true that it's frostbite from the chamber that you go into.
Okay, so when you
cryogenic...
When you do the cryogenic chamber, you cover your hands, your feet, and your junk. You're supposed to cover your extremities.
But, yes, I've done this quite a bit, and the problem is, if you get in that chamber and do cryotherapy and you're sweaty, it's problematic. So if he got in there and his socks were wet instead of being on wearing dry socks... That could have created that.
Ah, makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. You didn't wash your dry your socks in a
In other words, if your feet were real sweaty and you took your shoes off and hopped in, or if you had man taint nether regions sweat situation, man heat going on.
I hate to have that situation happen on my
swamp package. If you have that happening and then you get in there, you'll have some issues. So you got to be completely dry.
Well, Dr. Chow was to the rescue. You guys may be familiar with his work in The Hangover.
Yeah, he's a restaurant guy, right?
No, he works for the San Diego Union-Tribune. He says, judging from photos, the superficial layers on the soles of Brown's feet were macerated from too much moisture. He says, based on the color and the appearance, what you see is you see skin coming off the bottom of his feet. He said, this does not appear to be deep, and that involves mostly dead skin areas on the sole of his feet. Should be easily treatable. His return to play should occur well before meaningful games are played. But word came out that he was going to see a foot specialist. I'm telling you, the clip I saw of him walking, he does not look like a guy who's ready to play wide receiver.
That doesn't look like something you'd want to walk on.
I gotta be honest. The bruised heel that Amari Cooper's been dealing with.
Uh huh.
I saw him the other day walking on the tennis court, and I was going, man.
So who's limping worse, him or Sean Lee?
Probably Amari at the time.
I saw Sean Lee limp over to get everybody fired up during the blue-white scrimmage. It took him 10 minutes to get from one side of the field to the other, and they waited.
Oh, man. Like, okay, go.
You know what I loved about that,
too? Come on.
So Sean Lee, he's such a gamer, and he's unable to play, but he just wants to be out there playing so badly. You know, he's wearing sweats, and he's wearing his jersey.
Right.
Did you see what he's wearing on his hands?
No.
He's wearing gloves.
Was he really?
That's awesome. I mean, he just wants to be out there so bad. I mean, think about that moment that you decide to go ahead and wear gloves. If you wear gloves for any reason...
Is it cold?
Something's about to go down.
Right.
No, not cold. Not cold.
Okay.
No murder about to happen. Riding a motorcycle or power tools.
It did a fit, so you had to acquit because it fit, right?
No, he was not charged with anything.
Self-gratification?
You know what?
Really?
Weird way to go about it. But I don't know. I can't remember if we talked about this when we first...
I got to get you guys to meet my glove guy.
No, I don't want any part of that.
Changes the game.
I walk in and his gloves are just standing up by themselves.
How about OJ?
So I walked... We didn't talk about it the day that we got here, but that whole idea that Sean Lee was hanging out in Southern California and flew back to Dallas to fly here with the team.
So awesome.
That is the very definition of awesome.
That's Sean Lee, man.
Awesome.
It's the greatness of Sean Lee.
So great.
I mean... But also, Zeke having the running backs over to his house a couple days before camp.
Yeah, and that's him saying, hey, listen, I'm having y'all to my house to let y'all know I'm not going to be at camp, and I probably won't be there till the season starts. I'm holding out. But you guys don't be distracted. Go have a great camp. I'm not worried about any one of you taking my job so we can all be friends. So go have fun, man.
You guys are not a threat to me at all. Guys, Shippy, if you could fire up the Punch-Out music.
Oh, is this a John Daniels segment?
Fight at Broncos camp yesterday involving two SMU wide receivers. Now, let me lay this out for you a little bit.
Okay.
Signing a one-year deal to stay in Denver for his 10th NFL season, 32-year-old Emmanuel Sanders, who we've had on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel Sanders, a very prideful individual, sees himself as the leader of the wide receiver group. You take a look at Emmanuel Sanders, he's dealing with guys who are all under the age of 25 in his wide receiver group.
Okay.
On the other end, a guy who in the offseason has made comments like, I'm the leader of the wide receiver group. I'm ready to step up and be that number one guy.
Oh.
Second-year receiver, Cortland Sutton.
Okay.
All right. So there's been a lot of drops in Denver Broncos camp and a lot of Flacco interceptions. Been a lot of drops. They're having a little bad team period yesterday. Offsides action. You got the running back chirping. Phillip Lindsay's like, guys, come on. Get it together. Let's go. When all of a sudden, Emmanuel Sanders and Cortland Sutton are throwing haymakers at each other.
Wow.
On the field.
Wow.
On the field. At one point, a water bottle was thrown into the melee. Ronald Leary played a big part in breaking this thing up. There's a little Cowboys tie-in as well.
That's good.
Always liked Ronald Leary.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. It's pretty clear that this is just a, you've seen this in movies for years, you know.
SMU guys fighting?
Yeah. Well, no, that's usually like a fraternity thing. But like, you know, movies like the older guys still very prideful wanting to hold on to his job.
Avengers
and the younger guys trying to take over.
This sounds like your story.
I mean, I'm not like trying to take over. I'm just trying to fit in and, you know, be valued to an extent.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, not really that one. I think some of the great sports movies of our time.
Fight Club.
Oh, Rudy.
Nah, you know like how sometimes like
Air Bud.
Jake Taylor's trying to hold on to the job, you know.
What is the one with the cussing bear?
Oh yeah, that's what Garrett said to Mark Wahlberg.
Ted,
I really like your movie with the cussing bear. The bear that cusses a lot.
Ted's great.
So it's the Ted story.
Tom Brady's great in Ted, by the way.
Oh, no doubt. This perfect spirally throws.
Really good.
They're trying to milk him.
trying to milk Ted.
No, they're trying to milk Tom.
Oh
yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That's creepy.
Sorry if you haven't watched it yet.
Sure. I'll get it in tonight.
You're a little behind the curve. So that's what happened. Not a big deal anymore. The guys allegedly kissed and made up.
All right.
Sensually. And now.
Wait, is Denver going to be good this year?
No. So Flacco's their quarterback, dude. No.
All right.
They're not going to be good.
They got Von Miller.
And
bro.
Also, guys, last story around the NFL. I found this a new fast food burger survey. America's favorite and least favorite fast food burgers. How about that, right?
Interested.
Smash Burger.
What do you guys think? And basically, they asked participants to rate their satisfaction.
Burger okay? Better.
So, like, what percentage?
I think
satisfied on a 0 to 100%.
I think I think we'll be shocked, Ben, with how satisfied people are with a Wendy's burger.
I think a Wendy's craft burger, it's square, it's huge patties, it's just made with handcrafted, it's just a little bit better than most burgers.
Wendy's 36%.
Is that high or low?
Yeah.
That's low.
What? Did they try the Kraft burgers or just the regular burgers?
Was it old?
I think they only do regular ones.
Was it old Wendy's burgers? I'm going to say Burger King.
Burger King, 33%.
I'm not trending in the right direction.
They didn't like the charbroiledness?
Now, I will say this. Because this was a national survey, Whataburger not on the list. I'm sure they'll get on the list in a couple years, given what happened with them and their company.
Yeah.
Well, you said that it would get worse.
I think it will.
I guess.
In due time.
I guess In-N-Out.
You got to let these bigwigs from Chicago come in and make their changes. They're going to make these changes to Whataburger. It's going to happen.
I'm still going to say In-N-Out.
It always happens that way.
73% In-N-Out.
You've got to try the local spicy cowboy.
Yep.
Now, interesting that next... I'm sorry, Whataburger is on the list, guys. I'm sorry. Five Guys was next at 68% satisfaction.
Five Guys is not a drive-thru.
Fast food, though.
No.
It's not.
To me, fast food is only with dine-in, with only drive-thrus. That's fast dine-in.
It's counter. I mean,
you can go to a counter. Like, you can't compare a counter burger to a drive-thru burger.
Okay.
Totally different
animals. Then we'll rule it out, but just know that they were at 68%.
No, I'm going to pretend you didn't say it.
Next, Culver's.
I like Culver's.
Also dine-in, though, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember. No, it's drive-thru.
Is it?
It's both. It's fast food. We see them on the road all the time, and
surprise, we rock it out.
You know, they have a strong commitment to ice cream.
Yes,
you know, and a lot of these places do, and maybe they may even be custard, but it's frozen custard. But yeah, it's legit.
I've never been to the Culver's.
It's kind of White Castle-y, but
next on fast food burgers, I think we should count all these. Ben, actually, looking at it, Whataburger 58%, so came in fourth.
Wait, you said Whataburger wasn't on it,
and then I told you it was on it.
He changed his mind.
Well,
go to break, shit.
No, we're using a graph here, and the graph is one of those that's got a lot of images on it.
Okay, no, it's
so
fine.
It's just hard to like.
It's fine.
Thinking,
yeah,
it's it. You know.
But Whataburger number four, it means this list sucks, and we shouldn't take it seriously because Whataburger should be number one.
Fifth, Jared.
Jared's number five on the list.
Smashburger.
Smashburger is counter burgers. It's.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think that still, for the sake of the study, it's fast
food. Like my favorite smash fries.
Fast food.
All right, Chili's.
I mean, Chili's is on there, but Red Robin's on there.
Red Chili's is
stupid.
On there.
Let's hear the rest of this stupid list.
Man, delete your internet.
Steak and Shake, 46%.
I like Steak and Shake,
bro. I do too. Steak and Shake has a tiny, thin wafer burger. It's good. It's crispy and greasy, but it's...
I'm okay with the tiny, though. The tiny...
The super thin?
Because like, on my chicken sandwiches, I don't like my chicken sandwiches being real fat. I like them being thin.
Okay.
I like
them to be munchable.
I agree with you, but to me, a Wendy's burger dunks on a shake and bake burger. It's like as thick as like a sheet of paper.
Shake
and bake.
41% Dairy Queen.
I like Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen's legit.
Yeah.
But it just, if you pull in the drive-thru and you order Dairy Queen, when you get up to the window to pay, you'll have a full beard and you didn't have one before. Or you will have turned to a skeleton because... They don't even think about turning the oven on until you get there.
I like
the stove. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, were you going to order? All right, pull right up. That'll be 4.5 hours.
They've got a really kick-ass underrated gringo taco. Their gringo tacos are badass,
Look,
dude.
Dairy Queen is legit. It's so good. It's
Why
very,
are you
very good.
Fun of Dairy Queen?
There's no sense of urgency.
Well, wouldn't you rather know that they took their time on it? Rather than just kind of mass-produce.
No, you know why?
I'm sitting there,
conveyor belt, put
I'm
it in the sack.
Sitting there at the drive-thru, and the person disappears, and I don't see him for 30 minutes, and then they show up with my food.
What Dairy Queen are you going to?
No, he's right. You know why?
They do take a long time,
Dairy
but
Queen's,
so does Whataburger.
But Dairy Queen started in small towns where they ain't got crap to do, so they want lunch to be 3 hours. There's nothing to do in a small town.
That's fair.
Dairy Queen's all they have in a small town, so it's like, I ain't got nothing to do. Be down to post office by 5, so...
You guys going to be in the lobby digesting your breakfast? We'll bring it out to you.
Sonic next at 40%, followed by Jack in the Box, Wendy's, Carl's Jr., Burger King, coming in last of these 10.
All right, we have two lives to do.
Is McDonald's. See ya.
Thank you, Kevin.
Goodbye, NFL.
That's a good
Thanks, Kevin. You like Andy Reid?